Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believe the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us. I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. Think for a moment about the Christian leaders that you've known. I've been a Christian a long time, and I could easily come up with a list of scores of leaders who've helped me to understand the Christian message. I'm so grateful to God for them. I can remember very few words that they've spoken, to be honest, even though I've probably heard thousands of their sermons. But I can easily remember their sincerity, their kindness, their humour, their love, their compassion, their thoughtfulness, and their strength of faith. But at the end of the day, they were all servants. The person who really matters is God himself, because he alone gives life and causes growth. It's important that we should love and support our Christian leaders, but it's vital that we don't exaggerate their importance. Their role is simply to point to the God whom they serve. I say this because I've sometimes seen people become devastated when a leader moves on or when a minister slips up. God doesn't call us to worship and serve our leaders, but to commit ourselves wholeheartedly to him. All leaders are frail and vulnerable, just like the rest of us. They're on the same roller coaster of life as us, so they have their ups and downs. We need to rejoice in their good days and forgive their bad ones, but ensure that our focus is continually and supremely on the one whom we all serve. So let me ask you a question. What have you learned from the leaders that you've known? And now let me pray with you. Loving Lord, thank you for all the leaders that you've used to teach and support us in our Christian lives. But most of all, we thank you that you are the one who, by your Spirit, enables us to grow. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.